I would like to begin reading to you from Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. And maybe these verses will be real familiar to you. It describes the warfare between the flesh and the Holy Spirit. Verse 17 says, "For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law," or the law does not apply to you. So what he's saying here is, if you're led by the Spirit, you've been saved, you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, indwelled by the Holy Spirit, you are not guilty by the law that God gave in the Old Testament, but your sin has been paid for, it's been covered by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Now, verse 19, God begins to describe sins of the flesh. Verse 19 says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest," or they are made plain, or they are revealed, "which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness," that would be a moral uncleanness, "lasciviousness," no restraint physically, "idolatry," "witchcraft," it's the Greek word pharmakia. We also use that word in drug use. "Hatred," "variance," variance means strife, "emulations," jealousy, "wrath," strife, "seditions," seditions would be divisions, "heresies," "envyings," "murders," "drunkenness," "revelings," would be riots, "and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Now, when he says they which do such things, he's not talking about a one-time act, but he's talking about a habit, a continuous action. The person that can live in witchcraft or hatred or drunkenness or revelings, and it's a continuous action. It's not just one time you got drunk or one time you committed fornication or one time you were envious or jealous, but it's a manner of life. It's a habit. It's a continuous action. Now, I want to ask you this question. Why does God list these sins and not many other sins? He doesn't list lying. He doesn't list stealing. He doesn't list gossip, all of which are sins. I want to propose this to you today. I hear many people say that sin is sin. All sin is the same. Whether you've told a small lie or you've murdered someone, it's still the same. It's sin. Well, I'll tell you what. God hates sin. And it is a true statement to say sin is sin, but it is not a correct statement to say that all sin is the same. Let me ask you some questions, and I'll try to prove my point. In the Old Testament, God gave the death penalty for murder, but he did not give the death penalty for manslaughter. He gave the death penalty for rape, but a person did not get the death penalty for stealing. Obviously, God was saying some sins were worse than others. Now, I want to take you to the verse that I believe many people misinterpret, and they use this verse to try to say all sin is the same. If you have your Bible, turn to James chapter 2. James chapter 2. I'm going to begin reading at verse 10. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." Now, what does that mean? Well, let's read it again. "For whosoever shall keep the whole law." That means you not only follow the Ten Commandments, but you follow all the laws that God has given. Now, let me say this. No one has ever done that except Jesus Christ. The Bible says Christ came to fulfill the law. Jesus Christ fulfilled the whole law. That's one reason, as an example, we know that Jesus Christ, he was a giver because that was part of the law. They were commanded to give a tithe. In Malachi chapter 3, God says you're robbing God when you don't tithe. So that's how we know that Jesus Christ was a tither himself. Now, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Does that mean that he is guilty of all the other sins? Why? I don't think so. A person who has lied is not guilty of murder. A person who has stolen is not guilty of rape. A person who has gossiped is not guilty of adultery. And I believe that what he is saying here, if you can picture in your mind a chain that is maybe 100 feet long, and the chain is made up of maybe 10 links every foot, so you have many, many, many links joining together to form that 100-foot long chain. Now, I would say to you, when a person sins, regardless of what the sin is, whether you would call it a small lie or a very evil, deceitful, great lie, or you'd call it a major sin of the flesh that we've listed here in Galatians 5, each sin breaks a chain link in that chain, and the chain is broken. Doesn't matter which link you would break in a 100-foot long chain, whether in the middle or at the right end, the left end, wherever, when you break that one link, you have broken the whole chain. And I think that's what he's saying here. Verse 10 again, it says, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." He has broken the law. Not that he has committed every sin. And he's not saying every sin here is the same. He's just saying that he has broken the law. Let's look at the next verse, verse 11. "For he that said, 'Do not commit adultery,' said also, 'Do not kill.' Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law." A transgressor just means you've become a sinner. Let's read it again. "For he that said, 'Do not commit adultery,' said also, 'Do not kill.' Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor, a sinner of the law." So he doesn't say the person that has committed adultery has killed, and he doesn't say the person who's killed has become an adulterer. All he said is, you've become a sinner, you've broken the law. Verse 12 says, "So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment." Now verse 13, that first part of this verse, very important. He says, "For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy." I love the verse in Matthew that gives the standard that we should have for judging other people. In Matthew chapter 7, it gives us a real reason to be very forgiving. I'll read this verse to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 2 says this, "For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure you mete, it shall be measured to you again." So what he's saying here is the standard that you hold other people to will be the standard that God judges you. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. What measure that you hand out, what judgment that you hand out, that's the way that God will judge you. That's the standard that God will use with you. Is that not an encouragement to be very forgiving and to have great mercy on those that sin against us? Verse 3 says, in Matthew 7, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? Mote means this little sliver. Why are you worried about this small sin that your brother in Christ has committed? He says, but you consider not the beam that is in thine own eye. Well, that's a good question, isn't it? The person that is guilty of some very large sins or grievous sins, and here even this verse would indicate that God doesn't look at all sins the same. He said that one man has a sliver in his eye, and you have a beam in your eye. There's no comparison. Why is it the person with a beam in his eye would judge the person with a sliver? Is this not a very good illustration of all sin not being the same? Now, the man with a sliver in his eye has sinned. He's a transgressor. He's guilty before God. The link of the chain has been broken, but he's not guilty of major sins, but he's still guilty. Verse 4, for how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? How can you help a man who has a small sin when you have major sin in your life? Verse 5, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote or the sliver out of thy brother's eye. If you really want to judge someone, you need to make sure your heart's clean, and you need to be a pure vessel yourself before the Lord Jesus Christ. So we come to an end of our program today. All sin is hated by God, but all sin is not the same. Very clearly, he gave different punishments in the Old Testament. Here in Matthew 7, he indicates there's a difference between these two men that are judging the one which is judging the other. And then in James, he gives the illustration that the man who has committed adultery has not committed murder, and the man that has killed has not committed adultery, but they have broken the law. They are a sinner.